Hey, grown-ups, guess what? The Story Pirates just announced brand new dates for the Amazing Adventure Tour. Come see us perform songs like Cats Sit on You and Fart Out Loud Day and improv comedy based on your kids' ideas. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Skokie, Illinois, Madison, Wisconsin, and Joliet, Illinois. We would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live. And grown-ups, did you know that you can share more episodes of the Story Pirates podcast with your kids without even leaving your podcast app? All of our bonus episodes with more coming every month are now available on Story Pirates Podcast Plus. And you can subscribe right in Apple Podcasts. Plus, you'll get our Just Songs and Just Stories feeds, so no more scrolling through episodes to find your kids' favorites. Want even more perks? Story Pirates Podcast Plus is also available in Creator Club, where you can get insider access and pre-sale opportunities to upcoming tours, or with a premium membership, a free shirt, and access to our brand new Create a Story events, where your kids help Lee and Peter build a story that will make it onto the podcast. Learn more at storypirates.com/podcast. Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates, kids write stories, we act them out and kids write more.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Story Pirates podcast. My name's Lee Overtree.
And my name's Mindy Thomas, from SiriusXM's Kids Place Live. Hey Lee.
Hey Mindy.
How's it going?
It's going great because today is our very first Story Pirates podcast.
We've been talking about this for so long, I can't believe it's actually happening. And so today we're going to play one of our favorite stories from one of the last 3 years of Story Pirates performances on my show.
That's right. And if you don't know what the Story Pirates do, we take stories written by kids, and then we turn them into awesome sketches and songs for the kids who wrote them to see.
I did not know that, Lee Overtree.
You really should know that by now.
Oh, wait a minute. Can I pick the story that we play today?
I guess so.
Okay. So remember a couple of months ago during the summer when you asked our listeners to send in stories about just weird summer camps?
Oh, yeah. We got so many great stories like about weird summer camps.
Princess Lifeguard Camp.
Oh,
and
I
think there was like Backwards Camp. Well, yeah. There was one that I especially loved, and I love the author's name. So can we do that one?
I know which one you're talking about. It's Marshmallow Shooter Camp.
Yes, I can't stop thinking about it, and I want to go there. And I really hope that the author of this story was so inspired by his own words that when he grows up to be a grown-up and invents a real-life Marshmallow Shooter Camp for grown-ups to go to, because I want to sign up.
All right, well, I think you might be a little too old for Marshmallow Shooter Camp.
You're never too old for Marshmallow Shooter Camp.
Okay, well, we'll have to wait and see. So here's what I thought we could do. I would like to read the original story that this author sent in to us.
Oh, yeah.
And then we can play the Story Pirates adaptation of that story for everyone to hear.
And then let's crank call the author.
That's a great idea.
Or just regular call him and ask him what he thought of his story performed.
All right. Okay. Good idea. So here is the original story sent in to us by first grader Christopher DeWeird from Ludington, Michigan. Here's his story, Marshmallow Shooter Camp. My summer camp idea is awesome, and I know weird because my last name is DeWeird. I want to have a marshmallow shooter camp. Marshmallow shooter camp is where all the marshmallow shooters would be made. For half the day, all the kids would build marshmallow shooters out of pipes like big Tinker Toys. Then, the other half of the day, it's all the kids' jobs to test them out to make sure they all work right. The way to do this is by having lots and lots and lots of marshmallow shooting games and a big marshmallow fight. There are games where you try to hit a target with a marshmallow, games where you try to shoot marshmallows into other kids' mouths, and even a game where someone rolls in syrup and then everyone shoots marshmallows at them at once to see how many will stick to them at once. At night, you get to fill your pillowcase with marshmallows. It would be so funny because my pillow would be so lumpy. Every meal would come with a side of marshmallows, except pickles. Ew. It would be the most funnest summer camp ever, times infinity! The end.
I can't believe he knocked pickles and marshmallows.
Well,
it's like one of my favorite things to eat.
That's disgusting, Mindy.
It is disgusting.
That's why I never come over to your house for lunch, because you always serve the weirdest things.
Marshmallows and pickles.
Gross.
Well, Lee Overtree, should we see now what the Story Pirates have done with Christopher DeWeird's Marshmallow Shooter Camp story?
Yeah, let's do it. So here it is from first grader Christopher DeWeird, Marshmallow Shooter Camp.
Hey kids, pack your bags because it's time to go to camp.
Boo!
What? I thought you guys love camp.
We do, but most camps are too normal.
Yeah, we want to go to a weird camp.
Did somebody say weird camp?
Huh?
Hey, who are you?
It's me, author, spokesman, and camp founder, Christopher DeWeird.
Christopher DeWeird!
The one and only.
Tell us about this camp.
Is it awesome?
Is it weird?
My summer camp idea is awesome, and I know weird.
Why is that?
Because my last name is DeWeird.
What's this camp called?
It's called Marshmallow Shooter. Camp.
Marshmallow Shooter Camp?
That's right, Marshmallow Shooter Camp, where all the marshmallow shooters would be made.
Wait a second, what's a marshmallow shooter?
Come on, Dad. What, were you born in the 20th century?
Actually, yes, I was.
A marshmallow shooter shoots marshmallows.
I guess I should have seen that one coming.
That's right, and at Marshmallow Shooter Camp, for half the day, all the kids build marshmallow shooters out of pipes like big Tinker Toys.
Ooh.
And the other half of the day, it's all the kids' jobs to test them out to make sure that they all work right.
But how? How do they do that?
I'll tell you! The way they do it is by having lots and lots and lots of marshmallow shooting games and a big marshmallow fight.
Yeah!
I knew it!
Can we play them now?
We sure can, or my name isn't Christopher DeWeird!
But your name is Christopher DeWeird!
Then we better get shooting!
Yeah!
Everyone grab one of these marshmallow shooters.
Oh, wow, cool!
Look at this one.
And the first game is where you try to hit the target.
But where's the target?
Dad's the target!
What?
The second game is where you try to shoot marshmallows into other kids' mouths.
Hey, Mr. DeWeird, are there rules about how far away you need to be?
Hey, Sammy!
Huh?
Marshmallows!
Oh! Hey, you shot a marshmallow into my mouth!
I win!
And there's even a game where somebody rolls in syrup, and then everyone shoots marshmallows at them at once to see how many will stick to them at once!
Well, that seems a little silly, because who would actually volunteer to be the person in the syrup? Wait, why is everyone looking at me?
Just calm down, sir.
Say, where did that tub of syrup behind me come from?
Just be cool, Dad.
Hey, why are you all creeping towards me like that?
Come on, Dad, don't make this any harder than it needs to be.
What's going on here? Hey, don't push me in that tub of syrup!
Push!
Oh, man, I'm covered in syrup.
Go get him, kids.
Fire!
Ow, ow, oh, ow. That sort of hurts. Ow, that's marshmallows. They're all sticking to me.
Wow, marshmallow shooter camp sounds so great, I probably wouldn't want to sleep the whole time.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to miss a second of the marshmallows.
You don't have to.
What?
Explain.
Help me.
Well, at night, you get to fill your pillowcase with marshmallows.
Whoa. It would be so funny because my pillow would be so lumpy.
So lumpy.
And just when you thought there couldn't be any more marshmallows.
I don't think there could be any more marshmallows.
Couldn't there?
Could there?
There could.
Yeah.
Please, no.
At Marshmallow Shooter Camp, every meal comes with a side of marshmallows.
Yeah.
Except pickles.
Ew!
Ew is right.
It would be the most funnest summer camp ever!
Times infinity!
You said it! So come on down today and visit us at Marshmallow Shooter Camp. You'll have the funnest time ever. Or my name isn't Christopher.
Hey, Mr. DeWeird.
Huh?
Marshmallow!
Oh, you shot a marshmallow in my mouth!
I win!
Well, you certainly do.
The end!
So there's Christopher DeWeird's story, Marshmallow Shooter Camp. Now, it's time to meet Christopher himself. Hello, Christopher.
Hi.
How's it going?
Going good.
Christopher, can you tell us, first of all, where you are right now?
Lincoln, Michigan.
How old are you?
I'm 6 years old.
Do you go to first grade?
Yes.
And what do you think about first grade?
It's awesome.
Christopher, I want to ask you a couple questions about your story. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. First question. What was it like when you heard your story on the radio?
They performed it so well. I thought it was a real camp.
You did?
I thought it was real. I wanted to go. But then my mom told me it wasn't real.
So if there was a marshmallow shooter camp, you would go to it?
Yeah.
And what would be your favorite thing to do at that camp?
Do everything that's fun. Everything.
Everything that's fun. I have another question for you. How did you come up with the idea for Marshmallow Shooter Camp?
I like marshmallow shooting.
Where do you shoot them at?
Outside, anywhere. Yeah. In the road, anywhere. On a cherry, on a cherry tree.
What happens when you shoot marshmallows and they fall on the ground?
My dog goes eat them.
What? You let him eat them?
We let him.
That is amazing. Well, Christopher, thank you so much for writing us a story.
You're welcome.
We're so happy to share it for our very first podcast. Do you realize this is our first podcast?
Yes.
Do you know what a podcast is?
No.
I thought so. Well, it means we're going to share it on the internet with everybody who wants to listen to it. So kids all around the country can listen to your story and be inspired by it and want to write their own story. Anything you want to say to all the listeners at home?
Nah, I just want to enjoy the story.
Thanks, Christopher, and thanks to you for tuning in to the Story Pirates' very first podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram, or visit storypirates.org to find out how to bring the Story Pirates to your school or town. Special thanks to Christopher's mother, April, and SiriusXM and Mindy Thomas. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you.
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.